my poor mum though, isn't it awful? Do you know what I mean? First giving birth to a gay, then a ginger. Oh. The week after she had her fanny exorcised. No, but I could see the disappointment, you know what I mean, in my dad's face because he wanted me to become a footballer. So I joined a local football team, Booville Colts, to please him, yeah. And because of my dad was manager of Northampton Town Football Club, they made me captain without seeing me, right? Yes. Well, I turned up, had my brand new pumps on, put a crease in my shorts. Glasses on a chain, just in case I got a header. Polished me brace. Went straight in and had a team talk. Come on, let's go from down there! We're the best! Well, it was awful, honestly. We'd play 5 minutes, then the bullies started. Couldn't score in a brothel. Score in a brothel. You couldn't score in a brothel. With me dad on bass. He couldn't score in a brothel. Couldn't score in a brothel. So, the next minute, I'm substituted. I don't know what was more embarrassing, being substituted or being replaced by a man wearing calipers. I mean... The whole thing was humiliating. Never again. I mean, even standing in line waiting to get picked, that was awful, weren't it? It's like ethnic cleansing, weren't it? Well, all the fit and healthy people up, weren't it? Me and the fat kids. Those kids were fat. One girl had to be cut out of a hula hoop. No, I don't fight anymore. I'm a lover, not a fighter. Thank you, yes. Monica used to love a fight. Monica. Honestly, she don't fight anymore. She's calmed right down. We thought it was a medication. But the metal plate in her head had been picking up Smooth FM. Don't laugh at a metal plate. Don't. No, because people pick on her because of this metal plate. Don't. Don't. People are horrible. We went shopping the other day and someone had written on the back of her head, loser in fridge magnets. You're not nice, Manchester. Your ceilings. I tell you, when was the last time I was actually in a fight? Do you remember the student riots? No one remembers the student riots because of the recent riots, didn't they? Everyone's forgotten about those student riots. People actually get misty-eyed about those student riots, didn't they? You're going, oh, do you remember when Camilla was poked with that stick? You're like, oh. Good old days, you know. Did you have riots here in Manchester? Yeah, you did. I know. My friend rang up and said, oh my God, they've smashed up Patisserie Valerie. I went, what? Manchester's got a Patisserie Valerie? I was on this tour driving up the Skegness, you know, when all the riots started. Don't cheer that Skegness. I was driving up there, and of course I'm here in Manchester, it's in the riots, Ealing's been destroyed, Lewisham set on fire. Of course I arrive at Skegness, I'm like, why would you do this? Why would you smash up your own community? What? It always looks like this? Did you see it when they burnt down that Greggs? Did you kill the fat looters hanging around? So fake. We know those student riots. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was on a Saturday, yeah, and it happened right out where I worked on my Radio 2 show, yeah. I had to cycle to work. Do you cycle here in Manchester? No, you've done a fucking survey. How do you know? There's a lovely tradition in London. If you see a cyclist, yeah, you try and kill them. People have to remember, I've only got a bell. I only have a bell. You're getting cut up by these 10-ton trucks. Learn how to drive, four eyes. You're like, yeah. Yeah, I know you could crush me to death, but how'd you like to live with tinnitus? Ding, 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 ding. No one likes cyclists. They hate cyclists. They're all getting excited about the Olympics, aren't they? Oh, we're going to have Olympic cyclists around. Oh, yeah. I tell you what, why don't you put a bus lane in that velodrome? Yeah, see how many gold medals they get when they're weaving in and out of number 99 with a bus driver off his face on skunk. Well, I've got my helmet on, I'm cycling along, I've got my lycra. I can see them looking at me thinking, battering ram. You just know in 5 minutes they'll be using my teeth to prise open the door of a Santander. A rocking animal! A rocking animal! But it's hard to be intimidating when you've got lycra on, do you know what I mean? Because every time I shook my fist, they started looking at my smooth hump. Like you. Oh, I don't know if you saw the footage, but they end up pushing me into a shoe shop. They smashed up the shoe shop. I got pushed in it. They stole my bike. Pushed over all the shoe racks. I was there by myself. I thought, what would Bear Grylls do? So I drank the urine out of a size 10 brogue. Guess who I saw writing? Monica. Monica writing. She ain't even got a bloody job. She got sacked from her last job for stealing. Do you know what she used to steal? Those Bounty ice creams. She used to stick them down her knickers and walk out the shop. I tell you, that was no taste of paradise. She said to me, Alan, all jobs are boring. I said, all jobs are boring, aren't they? All jobs are boring. I had the worst jobs ever. Do you know my first summer job? It was in a cereal factory, taking the raisins off the back of a lorry to put into fruit and fibre. Not individually, they're in a box. Look at the way she's looking at me. I weren't that thick. Work through me lunch. I had to work opposite this woman who had a hairy mole on her face. Don't, she'd been moved from Cocoa Pops because she was an accident waiting to happen. I got my old CV out, yeah, and I showed her the hobbies and interests bit. I mean, when you look back at your CV, hobbies and interests. What a load of bullshit, isn't it? If you genuinely put what you did at the weekends, no one would employ you, would they? You have to put reading and going to the theatre, don't you? So you don't look thick. I put all kinds of shit on my socialising. I have my stomach pumped once a weekend. Conversational Spanish. Hola, cheesy chips, please. I do my bit for the environment, do you, Manchester? You've got to, haven't you? I do my bit. I got myself a wind turbine for my front garden. about it, Franco. It's not for the environment. I'm having a row with a man over the road who's got a comb over. What do you think of those energy saving light bulbs? Shit. Yes, madam, shit. Energy saving, honest to God, I put an energy saving light bulb in my lounge. I swear to God, I had moths going, has anyone seen a bulb? I'm looking for a bulb. Bright light coming from a bulb. Christ, I thought I'd strike a match. As I tell you, when you go out to turn that red standby light off your telly, since I've got energy saving light bulb, that's my reading lamp. I mean, you can only do so much. They asked me to be the face of electric cars. Have you heard of electric cars? Well, they wanted me to be the face of it, yeah, for the advertisement, and it was good money. Then I saw the slogan, the car you don't have to stick your nozzle in and pump. And that is charming, isn't it? That is charming. Honestly, I had to test drive this electric car, yeah. I drove it for a week, driving along with the window down, I ran over a squirrel and I heard it go, oh, the shame. You know something's wrong, you pull up at a traffic light, you look out the corner of your eye, you see a woman on a shop mobility scooter going, I want some of this. I want a proper car. I don't want an electric. Do you know how long it took me to pass my test? Four times to pass my test. I want, anyone here beat four? Just asking. How many, love, how many? Five. What was you doing wrong? Everything. Oh, that's nice to know. More death on the roads. Woohoo! You were nervous. I'm not surprised. There were the fucking people walking by the sounds of it. Now, listen, the first time I failed my test, it weren't my fault yet. I had the wrong prescription in my glasses. No, I had the wrong prescription in my glasses. It was like a convex lens. I kept veering off, like, into the verges and the edge. Didn't kept going like that. Honestly, it was awful. The poor instructor, I was screaming. He was blackberry picking. Don't feel sorry for him. He was a pervert. He was a pervert. He liked me to go down the country lanes. Let's go down the country lanes. Let's go down the country lanes, just me and you. He liked me to drive over cattle grids because it made me chest jiggle. And he had B.O. Oh, B.O. The air that came out went back in again. But because I did it four times, my test, and because Northampton's so small, they used to come out and wait for me to do my test. They'd throw stones at the car. They'd poke it with a stick. I saw a lollipop lady go like this. I have the worst luck with cars. I don't know if anyone here follows me on Twitter, but you'll know... Oh, how lovely, thank you. No, but it's true, I broke down on the way down from Dundee. Not emotionally, I was in my car, but... little joke there. No, fucking hell, it shit me up, honestly. Pitch black at night, I break down on this moor. I haven't got me mobile, because it's been stolen. Oh, fucking hilarious. Bastards. I'm there all by myself, I can hear weird noises. It's pitch black. Don't have a phone. I thought, what would Bear Grylls do? So I took all my clothes off and jumped in an icy lake. No, Manchester, I started panicking. I started rationing out my travel suites. Monday. Wednesday. I didn't have any water, I had to drink from the windscreen wipers. That's harder than it looks. No wonder no one bloody stopped to help, would you? Help! I had to walk 4 miles to the nearest petrol station. I ring them up the RAC to come and pick me up, yeah. I say, I've broken down. They said, have you got your medication and your tablets? Have you got a blanket to put round you? Do you want us to phone your family, your children, your grandchildren? They thought I was an old woman. They thought I was a... I said, I am a man. Then he said, she's delirious. But they come out for women by themselves, but not men, you know. I wish I'd kept that bloody blow-up doll from Maidstone. I should have stuck that in the bloody seat. She's very quiet. Yeah, she's still in shock. No. I mean, did you hear about that law they're bringing in? I don't know if it'll ever make it, but it said if you're under 21 and you're driving through the nighttime hours, you must be accompanied by an adult. Now listen, I think that's good. The amount of abuse I get when I'm walking down my street, honestly, the car's pulling up, drum and bass pumping out, look at you, you loser. Walking to the bus stop, can't afford a car, ha ha ha. How great would it be to look in the back and see the mum and dad, Sebastian, stop it. He's overtired.